It was the last day of kindergarten for my very last child, and I wanted it to last. As the day approached and my daughter's excited chatter increased, I found my own spirits wilting. Why was I so bummed out? I'd moved on from kindergarten with my first two children like a pro, already focused on the business of summer day camps and reading preparedness. I had experience and parental fortitude. This was all part of the job. But now, here I was, unable to get rid of the knot in my throat. I spoke with a friend who has two grown daughters. "Don't you miss them?" I asked. He smiled a survivor smile. "Just remember," he said, "they're only yours on loan." I wanted a safety deposit box with a double-coated padlock inside a steel vault. On the morning of the last day, I made buttermilk pancakes with maple syrup and chocolate sauce and whipped cream. My daughter eyed me suspiciously. "No cream for me," she said, a model of restraint. I hurried around, wiping down counters, checking my email, feeding the dog. My daughter uncharacteristically asked me if I wanted to brush her hair. "Yeah," I blurted, wondering if I appeared too needy. I pulled up outside the school 5 minutes late, stepped outside, opened the door, and reached across the booster seat to collect my girl. I noticed for the millionth time how lovely she is. She wrapped her arms around my neck, and I hoisted her up my waist, her now long legs stretching to my own knees. "Do you remember my favorite time of the day?" I asked her, breathing in the toasted scent of her hair. "This time," she smiled, leaning away from me. I squeezed her tighter and walked slowly towards her classroom. I knew I looked silly carrying a lanky 6-year-old in my arms as I made my way across the schoolyard. My pace slowed further. "Walk faster, Mama," my daughter said into my ear, her heels kicking at my sides. I pulled her close and took one last breath. "No," I whispered back. With a perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.